From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. Democrats in the Senate say they've reached a tentative deal on the divisive issue of a government-sponsored health plan known as the public option. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
Senators involved in the negotiations wouldn't provide any details pending a cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office, but the five liberals and five moderates have been working on a deal that could include the involvement of the Federal Office of Personnel Management, which oversees the private plans that insure the federal workforce. It's also possible that uninsured individuals as young as age 55 could buy into Medicare. Meanwhile, on the Senate floor, lawmakers defeated an effort by abortion opponents to add to the bill a ban on abortion funding similar to the one adopted by the House last month. Defeat of the amendment could cost Democrats at least one critical vote, but discussions on abortion could continue in private, too. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
The Congressional Oversight Panel released a report today saying the government financial bailout may have helped avert disaster, but hasn't done enough. In the past 14 months, the government spent $700 billion on the Troubled Asset Relief Program, TARP. The report said the program failed to resolve major problems, such as loosening credit and stemming the high rate of home foreclosures. The report said the U.S. continues to face the prospect of banks too big to fail and too weak to play their role adequately in keeping credit flowing throughout the economy. President Obama is hosting congressional leaders at the White House today to discuss additional steps the government might take to address the stubbornly high unemployment rate. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Today's meeting is a follow-up to the president's economic speech yesterday, in which he sketched out several proposals designed to encourage job growth. Those include a tax incentive for small businesses to add to their payrolls, rebates for homeowners who invest in energy-efficient weatherization, and additional government spending on infrastructure. The president offered only a rough outline of those proposals, and aides say he'll work with Congress to fill in the details. Although both Democrats and Republicans are invited to the White House meeting today, there's been little sign the two parties are ready to cooperate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The government accidentally posted on the internet its internal guide to its airport passenger screening procedures. It outlined who is exempt from certain additional screening measures, including members of the armed forces, governors and lieutenant governors, and their immediate families. It also offered examples of what kind of identification documents that screeners would accept, and that certain methods of identifying documents aren't used on all travelers during peak times. The Transportation Security Administration said the document is outdated. It's reviewing how the manual got released. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. An arraignment is scheduled in federal court in Chicago today for a man accused in the terrorist attacks in Mumbai, India last year. 166 people were killed during the rampage on hotels and a Jewish center. Prosecutors say David Coleman Headley conducted surveillance on locations around Mumbai that later became the targets. The attacks were blamed on a Pakistani militant group. Headley is an American of Pakistani descent. He's also been charged with plotting to attack a newspaper that in 2005 had published 12 cartoons depicting the Prophet Muhammad. Much of the upper Midwest will battle high winds and about a foot of snow today as part of a storm that authorities say is responsible for at least five deaths across the country. Wisconsin Public Radio's Chuck Hornbach reports.
Wisconsin is one of the states being hit hard. A state of emergency has been declared. Many school districts are closed for the day. And in a rare move, classes are canceled at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. State Emergency Operations spokesperson Jan Clawitter says high winds have triggered a blizzard warning.
And the winds are only going to get worse. The visibility will go down. In some places, it could be zero visibility.
Clawitter says in some areas, people are being urged to stay off the roads. Air travelers in the Midwest can expect delays. Heavy snow is also forecast for the Northeast U.S. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Quirnbach in Milwaukee.
In California, utility crews worked through the night to restore power to thousands of customers in the Sierra Nevada foothills. A storm Monday dropped several inches of snow. Some 12,000 homes and businesses were still without power. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.